What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning in to Dig Straight Down, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. This is a Minecraft podcast that is all about updates that are coming to the game, or just ideas that we have for features that we think would be fun to see added to the game. So there's a lot of there's some news sometimes when there's news to talk about, but most of the time it's just fun speculation and ideas that could one day possibly come to the game. Now, I want to open this episode by reading an email from Thorin. Thorin wrote in a few episodes ago, and they wrote in again. And so they have an interesting idea here for a new update to Minecraft. So let's get into it. They write, "Hey, Rebel, this is Thorin again. My idea this time is a science update. I know they have Education Edition, but I want to take that even further. These are some of the things they could add. Telescopes, chalkboards, chairs, and maybe there could be a rare generation in villages for there to be a telescope tower with a new type of villager, the scientist. You could trade with the scientist for vials with small combinations of potions. They could have element studying tables and everything else from Minecraft Education Edition in normal Minecraft. Maybe there could be a few new redstone components. It would be a fun thing to see, and I would like to know what you think on this idea. Maybe you can make your own idea for this update. Thorin." Thank you so much, Thorin, for the awesome email. Again, great idea. I did an episode not too long ago about adding futuristic technology to Minecraft and how that could happen, and I think that something like this would be interesting to see. And they talk about adding new redstone components. Now, my thought on that is, in the Education Edition of Minecraft, there is a mob called the Agent. And the Agent actually looks like the Copper Golem, the art that we saw for the Copper Golem in one of the last two Minecraft mob votes. And what this Agent does, it's basically a little robot that you can program. You can basically program it to move from one location to another and maybe interact with a lever or a button. And so you basically command it to do something and it does it. I've always thought that something like that would be so cool to see in Minecraft. And when they were talking about adding the Copper Golem or the possibility of it coming to the game, I think that was sort of their more vanilla Minecraft way of doing that. They were going to add a little buddy for us to go around pressing buttons and make things happen. So the Agent would have been something that you would have had a lot more control of. And honestly, I think there's room for both in the game. And that's what I would like to see from some sort of science update, would be a mob like the Agent added to the game.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So thanks for the email, Thorin. And guys, if y'all have any ideas that y'all want me to read out on the show, send them to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. I do have a backlog of emails right now that I'm working through. So if it takes a while to read your email, don't worry about it. I still have it. Just send them to me and maybe I'll get to it. Hopefully I'll get to it. So let's move on to the main discussion of this episode. There is something that has come to my attention the other day, and I wanted to talk about that today. So I watched a video from IBX Toy Cat. He's a great Minecrafter, commentator on Minecraft community stuff. Go check him out if you haven't already seen him, IBX Toy Cat. But he did a video all about the lesser known facts of the update 1.19. I'll link it in the description so you can go watch it yourself. But one of those things that he talked about is a mob called the Shade. Now, IBX Toy Cat only found out about the Shade because he listened to King B Dogs, one of the Minecraft developers, was interviewed on a podcast called Minecraft Ideas Academy. I'm going to link the podcast in the description. It's a great podcast, by the way. You should really check it out if you're interested. But King B Dogs was interviewed on this podcast, and he talked about different iterations of the Warden, how the Warden was designed, and he mentioned the Shade as a sort of complementary mob to the Warden. And this is what King B Dogs had to say about it. Now, this is a paraphrase of his quote. This is not exactly what he said. So if you want to hear the direct quote, please go listen to Minecraft Ideas Academy. The idea was that it was going to be either a complementary mob to the Warden or a different type of mob entirely. This mob was going to be like a transparent humanoid creature, similar to the Enderman. It would be transparent, like a dark, transparent mist, and have glowing eyes. The closer you got to the Shade, the more it would fade away. And as soon as you were within 20 blocks of it, you wouldn't see it anymore. It would be completely invisible. If you were in the caves, you could see these glowing eyes looking at you. Then you walk towards it, and it just vanishes. The idea of the Shade was to add a spooky atmosphere to the game and maybe even tie into the mysterious cave noises heard throughout the caves. So, guys, as you can tell, the Deep Dark could have been even scarier. And I really, 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 really wish that they had already, that they just went ahead and added the Shade. And honestly, you know what would be really, really funny is if they did add the Shade and we just haven't found it yet. That would be so cool if that happened. So yeah, next time you're in Minecraft, do some searching for this Shade. Maybe it can become a new sort of creepy legend that the Shade was actually added and they forgot to take it out or something and you can go find it. Anyway, I don't think that happened, by the way. But this is such a cool idea for a mob that I'm so, so sad that they didn't add it. But you know what? The process of adding the Warden and even the Shade itself started a long time ago. So they intended for these things to come to the game a long time ago. And it could still come to the game in the future. I don't think that they have completely canceled the idea. I think they just kind of put it in the back burner, put it back in the basket of ideas that they have. And this could actually potentially one day come to the game. And of course, we're going to unpack that possibility. So how could the Shade be added to Minecraft if it's not going to really come to the caves in a, you know, wild update Caves and Cliffs Part 3 kind of way? So the Shade is designed as some sort of transparent humanoid creature with bright glowing eyes. It's not completely transparent. Obviously, you can see it from a distance, and it's supposed to be sort of this misty, you know, semi-transparent figure staring at you from a distance. That is such a cool, creepy idea. But I think the bright glowing eyes is definitely one of the defining features of this mob. There's not a lot of mobs that glow. Actually, there's only one mob that glows, and it is the Glow Squid. And it doesn't really technically glow. It's just visible from a distance in the dark. It's not affected by darkness like other mobs are. So this is how I imagine that those eyes would be. Now, the eyes, I think, being where you would find the personality of this mob or maybe the, you know, alienness of this mob, those eyes need to be a defining feature. So maybe the eyes could blink. Maybe the eyes could change colors depending on the mood of the mob, if it's going to attack you or if it's going to, like, let you go by, if it's going to start pursuing you and chasing you or make a big loud screaming noise, I don't know. But those eyes could be some sort of indicator to the state of the mob. Is the mob noticing you? Is it being aggroed? Or is it going to be passive towards you? I think that the eyes could be something that could tell us a little bit about what to expect from the Shade when we encounter it. Now, the closer the player gets to the Shade, the more it fades away and becomes invisible. To add a sense of tension to this, I think the player could possibly hear the Shade kind of walking around, maybe footsteps around, or maybe even breathing over our shoulders when it's close, but we're not able to see it, to pile on the creepy factor of this mob. And so you know how healing potions do damage to undead mobs? At least I'm pretty sure they do. What if we had a similar situation so that if you throw a splash potion of invisibility on the shade, it actually becomes visible and we're able to see it? I mean, it kind of does seem a little a shame that you would never really get to see the shade up close unless they don't fade away if you're in spectator mode or something like that, or creative mode. But if they do fade away in those modes, maybe this is a way to keep them from fading away, is to simply splash them a little bit with some invisibility potion, which would have the opposite effect on them. Now, should this shade be hostile? I think that they should maybe be territorial. We still want to be afraid of them. And if they're not hostile, I think we would just learn to not fear them eventually. So I think that they should be, have potential to be hostile. So they should be territorial, like a polar bear that has a cub. Maybe if you stay at a distance, they won't seek you out. They won't try to come and get you. But if you come too close to them in a certain radius, they will attack you. Maybe the more invisible they are to you, the more likely they are to attack you. Now, King Bee Dogs mentioned that they're very similar to Endermen. So maybe like the Endermen, they could possibly travel between dimensions and be found in the overworld, the End, and the Nether. And possibly they come from a completely new dimension. Maybe they actually come from the dimension that we will be able to travel to once we figure out how to use the portal frame that is found in the ancient city. Maybe these guys come from that dimension, or maybe they are just simply the spirits of the ancients who built the ancient city. There's a lot of theories that we could unpack, but unfortunately that brings us to the end of this episode. Let me know your theories about the shade. What is some lore that could be behind the shade? How could you interact with the shade? Maybe what would the shade drop if you killed one? Let me know what you guys think by emailing me, digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. You can also connect with me on Twitter. I'm at RebelJC_92. And as always, guys, until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you in Bedrock.